originally we had the computer and the kids were learning how to, they use the punch card and they hand the punch cards in. Then all of a sudden we have these newfangled things. They were these portable ones. They looked like they were a heavy suitcase and that, and was, they were terminals that we could hook onto a phone. And we shoved the phone into them. And so we had a couple, one at first and two or three. And then eventually at Butte High, we ended up getting some money to do a computer lab and hook in one room. And I think we had like 15 terminals at that point. Right about that time, we're trying to get the junior high and the other schools going. So I got some of the people, and actually the first time I did this was like 1981. They decided that they needed to kind of coordinate this. So I became the computer coordinator. So I would go to, I would teach a couple classes at the high school. Then I'd go out to the junior high, and I got some people at each of the schools involved. Originally, I went out to the Hillcrest and I got Sharon Bond involved. She was at the Hillcrest at that time. And each school, I'd get somebody that was going to be kind of the torchbearer for the school to get going. And micros are starting to come in at this time too. So we were working with Laszlo Tettmeyer up at the Montana Power Company, and he got us involved with quite a few of the business people. So we went and put on some programs for the business people. A luncheon and that, and we got various businesses to each donate like $500 a piece. So they were buying a computer for each of the schools, elementary schools and the junior high. So a lot of it was the PTOs or PTAs and the business people were buying the school equipment. Later, the school district found that it's important enough that they would buy into this here too. But at first, not everybody was all that excited about what are these computers going to do and why do we need this. So we kept working there, and then Sharon Bond moved to the junior high and got the lab at the junior high going, and I had the high school lab going. And the computer coordinator job only lasted for a year because they funded it for that long, and then I was back in the classroom. And so I had already established enough people in contact that we would just kind of, even though I wasn't going out and visiting them, we'd all stay in contact. And we were doing this new thing called telecommunications. And our first thing on telecommunications was I took a Radio Shack computer to high school, and we took at McKinley, we took a PET computer, and we had an Apple, and I can't remember where the Apple was at another school. And we had this idea that you couldn't shove the disks of one into the others to share stuff, but you could, if you possibly could, send it over telephone lines. You could send information back and forth to them, or you could send it to another computer, which we called bulletin boards at that time, to do that. So it was a lot of trial and error and all kinds of exciting things because you're on this cutting edge technology. We had no idea about anything what we have internet or anything. So we started doing those communications, and then we got a few bulletin boards up, and I put a bulletin board up at the high school. It was called, I'm trying to even remember what it's called. Anyway, I had it up in early 1990s, and how it worked was the people at the high school would get an account, and they could put their messages out there and send messages out to other people. And how it worked, and then junior high hooked into it, and other schools hooked into it. And one example how it worked really good was Dave Lubick had the Russian class, and they used to do what they had, pen pal, and it'd take about 4 weeks to get over to Russia and about 4 weeks to get back. Well, this still wasn't internet at this time. Although we heard about the internet, we heard these people in Canada had this thing called the internet, and it was sounding pretty neat. But anyway, we were using our bulletin board. What happened was, the bulletin board at Butte High, and all that bulletin board was a computer had dedicated that it would receive the information. And it just would save the information. In the middle of the night, it would call over to Dillon. And there was a guy by the name of Frank Odez that was teaching us how to do this. And his computer would call one in North Dakota, and the one in North Dakota would call one. I think that one went either overseas or Pennsylvania, and then went overseas and bounced over to Russia. So in the middle of the night, all these computers are sending out the messages, and they're also getting the messages that are coming back. So Dave's Russian class would compose some to their pen pals in Russia, and it would go overnight to Russia. They would read it the following day. Okay, then they'd probably compose it. So it was like about a 3 day or a 4 day versus 8 weeks. Yeah. And it was all of a sudden, it says, wow, this is pretty neat stuff.